أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. In this ayat where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has presented in front of the malaika that I am going to be creating my vicegerent, my deputy, my khalifa on the earth, the malaika asked the wisdom of that they could not understand that they were there and they were making the ibadat of Allah ta'ala. So why was the need? They just wanted to know the wisdom, the reasoning behind it. Ulama have given very detailed explanation, which is very important for us to know and understand, and also to realize what our responsibility is when Allah has made us the sons, the children of Adam alayhi salam, his khalifa. What are our duties here? So for one, the ulama have explained that it is this human being that Allah has made with his body and his soul. By his body, he will know all the necessities of life. That he feels cold, he feels hot, he feels happy, he feels sad, he has love in him, he has hatred in him. All these things which the farishtas, the angels do not have. So in that aspect also, they were not able to be the vicegerents, the deputies, because they do not know what man feels like for this world. Another thing is that in this Allah Ta'ala has given man what is called quwwat-e aqliya, though that brains Allah has given man, which the malaika also do not have. That is, with this brain, all the raw materials Allah Ta'ala has put, it is man that Allah that knows how to use these raw materials for the benefit of all his needs in this world. Like for winter, he will use wool to keep himself warm. For summer, he will use cotton to keep himself cool. All that very much details in all these things. This knowledge also, the malaika did not have at all. Also, this human being, Allah Ta'ala gave him quwwat-e shahwiya, that is, love and lust also. This also the malaika do not have, that love, as far as obedience of Allah is concerned, they surpass human beings. But as far as the love of Allah, and that is more that is required. The love of Allah Ta'ala and mankind, because Allah has given him that capacity, he has this, and if it is directed correctly, if it is incorrect, then this love goes towards dunya, goes towards very base and useless things and destroys a person. And that is a necessity for us, that we have to direct it in the right way towards Allah Ta'ala and the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And when that happens and man gains the love of Allah, he surpasses the malaika also. Even the farishtas cannot do, and they also envy this human being when he shows his love for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala had put in this human being quwwat-e ghadabiyya, that is, anger and revenge also is within this human being. Again, if it is not harnessed properly and used correctly, it causes all this destruction on the earth. But when it is used correctly for the deen of Allah, and to see that the deen of Allah Ta'ala must reign superior, then man makes great effort for deen, so much so that he makes jihad also. And jihad and becoming a shaheed in the path of Allah, which is a very lofty goal in a person's life. Unfortunately, we shy away and we are frightened from jihad also, and from becoming shaheed in the path of Allah. Whereas this was a great desire, so much it comes that if a person never thought of making jihad in his life, the thought did not even come to him, he dies on a portion of hypocrisy, of nifaq, if he dies. So every person should have that desire. And till today, there are those Muslims, mashallah, in the world, if any one of their family people become a shaheed, they celebrate it. They don't mourn it, but they celebrate it that he has become a shaheed. So this is also something which only man can do. Malaika are deprived totally of becoming shaheed. So to have that great love of Allah, to strive for his deen to the extent that a person goes and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum generally, Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I never went for jihad in the battlefield to win the jihad or anything. My sole objective was to become shaheed in the path of Allah ta'ala. So this is a thing which is gone right out of our mind, and we are in fact very frightened for it also. And in that aspect also, man is far superior than malaika. But all this will be when these correct things come in our lives. Today, for the sake of dunya, we are prepared to kill also. We get killed also for the sake of dunya, for money, for the love of a woman, for all these things. For dunya's sake, we are prepared to die and kill. But for deen's sake, for Allah's pleasure, unfortunately, that has gone completely out of us, and perhaps it does not even make sense to us today. So all these aspects, man has become more superior than malaika. And it is a combination of all this, of this aql of the man and his lust and desire when harnessed correctly, and his anger and revenge when also it is harnessed correctly and for the right purposes, then man becomes much more superior than what the malaika become. And this Allah explained to the ulama, explained that why man was fit to become the vizigerant, the deputy, the khalifa of Allah ta'ala on this earth, and the malaika were not in this position. The ulama have even given more further explanation, and from all this we can understand, we gain this knowledge also, and more than that, that we understand what our duty is. When Allah has made us His Khalifa, then what is our responsibility with regard to that, and how we should fulfill those responsibilities. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand it, and more than understanding, to practice upon it and become the true Khalifa of Allah Ta'ala on this earth.